Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, holla. What is up? What is up? What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hope your day is off to an amazing start wherever this finds you. Heck, your day might already be over if you're down under. A lot of fans in Australia, New Zealand, all the way that part of the world, UK, South America, North America, all over the place, all nine continents. Okay. I know there's only eight. All right. It's a joke. There's seven, right? Yeah. I think I've been on six of them. We'll see. Let me count after the show how many there really are. It's your boy, Sam Crowley. And we're talking about every day that ends in Y being your day. Hey, what's working right now for you? Think about it. What's working for you right now? Go do more of that. Okay. Let's not overcomplicate the situation. By the way, if I can help you, go to launchwithsam.com. Would love to chat with you on the phone about what it is you want to launch. Simple steps to do it. And it is way better way to live life, to actually have a purpose to why it is you do what you do, as opposed to going into a cubicle or an office or just a J-O-B, the jump out of bed, journey the broke, just over broke, and just sit there looking at the clock aimlessly wondering, huh, is this what my life's come to? This is it, huh? Got to get ready for the old meeting. And after that meeting, we're going to have another meeting to talk about some more meetings we should be having. It's a crazy way, man. It's a crazy way. Somehow we got sold that bill of goods. I'm not quite sure when it was that was a good way to go through life. Hell, I'm struggling now. I got a girl off to college in a few months, and I don't agree with college. I think it's a complete scam relative to the cost of it and what you get out of it for a return on your investment. But I'm not going to push that on my kids. My daughter's off to college. It's her decision to make. She's an adult. And look, I love the college experience. I just think it's grossly huge price tag for what you get. Unless you're going into engineering, accounting, medical, law, something that you really need specialized knowledge for. But other than that, I don't know, man. You're hard-pressed when I'm coaching and meeting 18-year-olds that are making $1 million a month building apps and doing YouTube and podcasting and all this stuff. I mean, we've got basically just media networks waiting for us all day long. You can find the social clubs and things like that that college offers anywhere. I mean, geez, it'd be cheaper to go live in an apartment in Manhattan and get on that social scene and go live your life than it would be to go. But anyway, I digress. What in the world? Oh, whatever you're going to do, whatever's working for you now, go do more of that. It's so, we get so caught up. Speaking of all those different outlets we have, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, pick your poison, everybody, Snapchat, it's all over the place. I mean, and there'll be a million more of them coming down the pike.
When I was starting on the internet back in the day.
MySpace. Remember that? Were you even around? Did you have a MySpace account? Whenever you logged on, created your account, Tom was your friend. Very first friend request, which was kind of creepy. You know, hey, it's Tom. But he's everybody's friend. And then Facebook came along. Everybody jumped on that. And then Twitter, of course, and all of that good stuff. But everybody wants to focus on everything. But when you focus on everything, you focus on nothing. Would you agree with that statement? When you focus on everything, you really end up focusing on nothing, as opposed to what's working in your business right now or what's working in your life right now. Go do more of that. For me, it's getting people from my podcast that I do every day to my calendar, getting on the phone, meeting and speaking with amazing people, and then bringing a few of them on as coaching clients. That's it. Simple life, raising my four kids, four daughters, trying to be a good example to them, trying to treat my wife with respect and be a good husband to her. 21 years, been married. It's not that I haven't tried to sabotage the relationship. I've certainly been had my moments. There's no doubt about that. But I'm talking about the complete picture of life. Nothing's perfect, you know? Although I think my wife felt like she got the perfect husband when we met June of 1996. I think she figured out real quick that that wasn't really the case. But here we are, you know. We dated for a couple years, got married in 98, been married now for 21 years, got four healthy, beautiful girls. And my goal right now is to turn them into absolute, strong, empowered women, you know, who are going to make a difference in this world and live a purpose-driven life. We are raising our children in the Christian faith. It's the most important thing in our entire household. Everything revolves around that. And we want them to be strong women. And I tell them the same thing. Hey, what's working right now for you? What do you like to do? You like to play lacrosse? You like to go? You want to join track? Do you like science, biology, math? What is it? What do you like to do? Go do more of that. Go do more of that. I'll buy you a lacrosse bounce back machine, or we'll put some soccer goals up in the backyard. We'll get a basketball hoop. I'm not going to spoil you. If you don't want to do it, we're not going to buy it, but go do more of that. I don't think as a society we actually even think about that stuff. I think we just do stuff because everyone else is doing it, not because we really enjoy doing it. You like to go for a long walk? Damn it, go for a long walk. You want to write emails to people or blog? Go do that. I'm not really a writer. I love when I do write, I love it. Like I get really engaged in writing copy. My problem is it takes me an hour to send one email out to my list because I like to write. Like I like to, every email I send is new, customized. I've never written that email before, meaning I don't have a 365-day autoresponder that's been pre-written that goes out to everybody that opts into my email address at everydayisaturday.com. I don't have that. Whenever I send an email to my list, it's all brand new. Whenever I write a Facebook post, it's me writing it. This podcast, me talking, obviously. And this isn't audio that's been stripped out of a Facebook Live video or a YouTube video. It's me on March 20th, 2019, gripping it and ripping it, sharing authenticity with you. See, do that, okay? What I'm doing right now, do that. I'm not talking about podcasting. Do what you love to do. If it's working, do more of it. And if it's not working and you still love to do it, figure out how to do it so it does work. When I first started with this gig, I was screaming into a laptop, a Sony laptop that I bought from Best Buy back in 2007 when I quit my job the second time. And there was no going back, by the way. I burnt that bridge like I blew it up, like a drone hit it, okay? You heard like, hey, don't burn your bridges. Yeah, it was torched. Anyway, I knew then I had to do something, you know? So I'm like, hey, let me grab a laptop because, you know, I'm now officially an online entrepreneur, so I must have a new computer because that's going to make everything better if I get a new computer. So I brought it home from Best Buy. It's funny. I was talking to my daughter, Malin. She turned 18 2 days ago. I talked about having the full-blown midlife crisis on that episode on March 18th. But really, the message of that, seriously, you better go for your dream, man. If you got kids, imagine walking your daughter walking down the aisle at graduation, or you walking her down the aisle at wedding and thinking about all the time you missed out on. Damn. No thanks. I don't want to be a part of that club. That club's way too big. That is not an exclusive club. The exclusive club is the one who quit their job or quit doing what it was that took them away from those special moments so they could spend that time with the people that they love. But doing more of what it is that you really, really love to do, that's what I was talking about a couple of days ago, and I'm just going to keep beating this because I think it's really important that you understand, even if it's not working right now for you, meaning, see, Sam, I really love to do X, Y, or Z. Like, maybe you do like to write. Maybe, you know, when I was, here's where I was going with that. My daughter, Madeline, when she was 18, God, I get off on some tangents, don't I? We went out to dinner for her birthday, and she goes, Dad, I remember, you know what's funny? Like, one of my earlier memories of you, like, because I asked my kids, do you ever remember me going to a job? And three of them don't. Madeline's the oldest. She goes, barely, yeah, I kind of remember you going to a job back in the day. And that made me feel really good that none of my kids really remember me ever going to a job. And so she goes, you know what I remember? I remember you bringing home a Sony laptop, brand new, and it was like a big deal, and I really wanted to get on it, and you were using it to podcast, and I thought that was really cool. And she's right, I did. It was 2007. She would have been 6 years old. And I brought this thing home and I had a built-in microphone. I didn't have any mic. I just started screaming into the built-in microphone. And that was my podcast. I didn't even know, like, I guess it had a USB port to it where you could have put a mic in. I don't know. But anyway, it was a terrible podcast. Sounded horrible. I sounded like Porky Pig on a meth trip and it was just bad. But I didn't give up. I figured out, I said, I really love to do this. I really love to talk. And I would do interviews. Oh my God. I would use freeconferencecall.com. That's how long that's been around. And I would call into the line and it would be, hey, Chuck, Joe, you there? You know, I'd be interviewing somebody. And every now and again, I would do interviews. And I would just find somebody on the internet that was an entrepreneur I thought was living a Saturday lifestyle. And that's how I did my show. I would be mainly me, but then every now and again, I'd do an interview. And we'd both dial into freeconferencecall.com. And the audio was terrible. It was literally just,
how'd you get started?
It was just horrible. But I didn't stop. I figured out. I really love doing this stuff. How do I do it better? So I bought a headset, Logitech headset for $25. They still sell them. Logitech headset on Amazon for probably $25. That was the first mic I ever owned. And I used that for the longest time up until, I don't know, 5 years ago maybe. 6 years ago. And then I bought a Blue Yeti and I started using that. Now, and then I morphed into a Heil PR40 mic, which is a really expensive mic. You know what I use now? I use the mic I tell all you guys to use when you want to podcast. It's the Shure MV88, as in Mike Vick, MV88, Shure, S-H-U-R-E, MV88, into my phone, and it has eliminated every obstacle, because now you can't say, well, I don't want to go into my studio, or I don't want to set up my mixer or my mic. Nope, got the phone right here. Best quality ever. Better than any other mic I've ever used. You tell me. Does it sound pretty? It sounds pretty good, right? So here's the deal. Listen to me. Whatever you like doing, do that. Do more of it. Do it. The hell with what everybody else thinks. If they think you're crazy, that's great. Most people, if they don't think you're crazy, you're on the wrong side, man. There should be, if there's a room of 100 people, there should be 99 on the other end looking at you and pointing, saying, you're nuts. That's how you know you're on the right track. So do what you love to do. Find a way to make money doing it is what you love to do. I promise you there's a way. And if I can help you with my method and my system, the Everyday Saturday Method, I'd love to help. Go to launchwithsam.com, book your call. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? You get 3 great ideas you can implement right now in your business. Only if you're ready to launch, though. Only if you're feeling like, man, I gotta get going. That type of thought, you know, like, oh, I gotta make this thing happen now. Time is ticking. All right, enough of that right there. Make that sound. Anyway, I really do sincerely hope you are squeezing the last bit of toothpaste out of this tube today. Today, there's never going to be another day like today. Do it. Go do what you love. Go for that walk. Go for a run. Go to the gym. Go play tennis, golf. Go make a chicken dinner or whatever you want to do. Go swim in the pool. Go sit in a room and laugh to yourself. Go talk to yourself like I do all the time at stop signs and red lights and laugh to yourself. That people did. Have them just look at you, man. It's okay. It's no big deal. I mean, look, there's no harm in having fun. Having fun isn't, at least that's one of the few things left I think is still legal, right? To have a good time. There's no harm in laughing to yourself and having a good time. All right. I want to help you launch this thing. Hit me up. And I'll see you back on the show tomorrow. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.